Everybody loves Canada all of a sudden, at least on the 2020 campaign trail.
5 minutes away from here, John, is a country. It's called Canada. They guarantee health care to every man, woman.
That was Bernie Sanders during last night's debate, in which questions about health care took center stage. Then today, the Trump White House said it would let Americans buy lower-cost prescription drugs from Canada. It's not yet clear how that would work, but some Canadians are already sounding the alarm. They say the change could lead to drug shortages. So what about health care in Canada? For a reality check, we turn to Karen Grapin. She's a health system specialist in Ontario.
So in Canada, rather than having a single national healthcare system, we actually have 13 provincial and territorial healthcare systems. Mm. Another thing that people sort of misunderstand about Canada is that some people like to say that we have a single payer healthcare system. And that's true for some things, but actually we have a very multi-payer healthcare system in Canada, and that a lot of things are actually paid for through private health insurance in Canada. What keeps the system together is there are sort of basic rules that outline what the minimum standards must be.
Has healthcare always been like this in Canada?
No, I mean, I would define always.
Right.
In 1984, we passed the Canada Health Act. And so when I'm referring to the healthcare system today, I'm basically referring to a healthcare system that was based on those minimum standards that were introduced in 1984. So, for example, if you are a resident or a citizen of Canada, you are entitled to coverage. What that coverage might be can be different, but everybody is covered. And then for the most part, there is comprehensive coverage of hospital and physician services.
As you said, this all started kind of in 1984. So what came before 1984 and what prompted in Canada what we kind of know today as universal coverage? Does the origin story look like what the U.S. is currently facing?
I mean, the stories obviously differ. Up until the 1950s, there wasn't a lot of coverage of anything anywhere in Canada. There was a lot of innovations happening in a province called Saskatchewan. There was a premier at the time, Tommy Douglas, who was very concerned about citizens of Saskatchewan suffering undue financial hardship because of having to access the hospital. And so he made it a big push to ensure that these costs were covered. And so, for example, he introduced the first hospital insurance scheme anywhere in Canada. And different provinces were doing things differently. And so there was a push for the federal government to try to encourage provinces to do something about that. That led to, for example, cost sharing. So they would say, well, if you introduce health insurance in your province, we'll pay for half. And so they incentivized the provinces to take on these different levels of coverage. But it didn't necessarily have to be uniform. It was only in 1984 when this Canada Health Act was passed, was the idea that things, these minimum standards, had to be enforced everywhere.
It sounds a little like Medicaid. Help us understand, though, Karen, why some people in Canada need or opt for private insurance.
One of the ideas of comprehensive coverage is that if things are, quote unquote, medically necessary, then they need to be covered by public services. However, if they're not medically necessary, then there can be private insurance to cover those things. Back in 1984, paying for drugs was not a big deal. There was a very different patent law system in place. Drugs were not very expensive. And as a result, they were not included under what's known as medically necessary. Nor were things like private hospital rooms or physiotherapy or even mental health services. Mm. And so those things are not covered under the Canada Health Act and therefore not typically paid for through the public purse. And so as a result, there's pretty high levels of private insurance coverage across Canada.
So final question. You've lived in the U.S. Would you hold up the Canadian model for the U.S. as it looks to improve the system here?
I wouldn't, actually. I think there are many different ways to get to the idea of universal health coverage. We see examples like Germany that does it through social health insurance, which is a lot like Medicare in the United States. A lot of countries that do it through tax financing, like the United Kingdom, and that's very much like the Medicaid model. And then there's Switzerland that does it through private health insurance. It really comes down to how you can go from what you have today to what you need to change to make things better. Shifting to something that looks like the Canadian healthcare system would be very challenging. But that doesn't mean that changes can't be made to make improvements, or particular lessons could be taken from the Canadian system to make improvements in the United States.
Karen Grapin at Wilfrid Laurier University in Ontario. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.